fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hanging out at Hooters, Taj Mahal Hooters, guys, right here at the Mall of Georgia. Lots of our listeners coming in, hanging out. What do you call it, man? A drive-by when they come in, have a beer,
yeah,
hang
man.
Out for a little
Burn
bit?
Burn came by. My dude right here, this guy, came all the way from where I live in Sharpsburg. Came all the way up here on his day off.
Thank you, man.
Big old Miss fan. He's a good guy. Thank you. But, yeah, man, it's really cool. And Jerome is out here trying to pick a fight with somebody. Nobody's arguing with him today.
Yeah. Give it time. Hey, reminder, football coverage on 92.9 The Game is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. As we took in practice today, there is a lot to report, guys. And you heard Bijan signs his deal. I mean, coming to an agreement is one thing, but it becomes official once you sign it. So the Falcons put that out there early this morning. And Mike, today, you know, you said it, the physicality of the practice, I thought it was good coming off of the Jalen Walker injury. Sometimes, you know, you see stuff happen, and it's certainly not the first time guys have been playing all their lives to see injuries, but you're a little apprehensive. You know, you come back out the next day, you're like, hey, man, don't go down like that. Don't touch me there. You know, it's like, hey, this is football. And weirdness sometimes happen, and you got to get used to that contact. So today it was good to see that. 11 on 11, I thought they got some really good work. And as far as, again, what stood out to us today, what was the thing that stood out to you? Because I got to say this, and I'm probably saying it every day. This damn Zachariah Branch, y'all, he's just getting open at will. I mean, like, and the thing is, yeah, he had a drop today and one across the middle. Where
he had a fumble.
It hit him, and I'm like, okay, Zach, catch that. But the thing is, his quick twitch, Mike, and his craftiness to get open, I'm just telling you guys, wait till the season starts. You're going to be like, damn, it feels like Zach is open every damn play.
He really is. And your Day-Day and I were talking about this. The way he runs the route, so crisp. I mean, that's the kind. That's why they needed to get – I don't care. Well, he threw it to him 8 times. Throw it to him 15 times if you're Georgia. Okay? I mean, he was the ultimate weapon. But, yeah, he fumbled, and then he's right in front of us, and he's smacking himself in the head. He's like, ah, and he's yelling when he put it on the ground. But that was few and far between for Zach in this camp. He's been money. Speaking of great plays, near the end of practice, a crossing route from Tua to Alamide Zaccheaus.
Yeah.
Who then took it to the house, and then Bijan was dapping him up, and everybody kind of got fired up by the old guy. Taking it to the house with, again, in a real tackling, taking guys to the ground situation.
Yeah, look, they did some situational football, which it's all situational, to be honest with you. But, for example, 3rd and 6. You know, 3rd and 6. What are we doing? How are we moving the football? How are we going to get the first down? So it was good today. I thought they got in some good work, man. But obviously still reeling over the injury to Jalen Walker. We're going to come talk about who might replace him. And when I say that, it may be more than one guy, guys. It may not just be one guy. We may have a rotation of guys that ultimately do all the things that Jalen was doing for this football team. But we'll talk about that coming up here in about 20 minutes. 404-726-0929. Some great texts coming in regard to the Michael Penix interview, Mike. And I was looking at some of them. And guys, look, again, I just want him to be confident.
Right.
That's all
I'm
saying.
And that's why, because we had one guy hit us up like, oh, Penix is damned if you do, damned if you don't with you guys. No, I'm not saying I want Penix to create a quarterback controversy and say, this is my job. But I got no problem with a guy saying, this is my job. You know? Hey, right. Man, Tua is we're battling. He goes, and I know that when I get up on that field and they clear me, I'm going to win this job.
That's it.
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
No.
Because, I mean, that's the nature of competition. And I'm not saying that, like, Michael has somehow been cowed by this experience. But when we talk to him, everything just kind of seems like it's – same things he's been saying in the media scrums. It's kind of, well, when I get ready and, you know, I got to be careful. I'm like, is that the aggressive, the posture you want to hear? I don't know. I've never walked a mile in his shoes or have to go through everything he's gone through injury-wise. But, man, and I even tried to give him some outs. I'm like, and look, he was respectful of his previous coaching staff. I was like, man, I was at that Berlin game. You're like, give me the blanket play. Yeah, you know, he wouldn't take the bait on Zach.
Yeah, because you wanted him to say Zach was a clown show.
But I did say it seems like this group of coaches' staff is going to give you a better opportunity, put you in a better position.
I feel that way.
And he did kind of agree with that. But, again, he's not going to be disrespectful to guys he worked with for 2 years.
Yeah, I do feel that. You know, and look, it's just like your job. You know, when you come home and talk to your wife or your people, your boys or whatever, and you're like, man, I work with this guy or that girl or whatever the situation is, and you tell them how you really feel, Mike – I'm sure Michael Penix has had those conversations about what has happened with this offense over the last few years. And he knows how it needs to be better. But I do think the tools are going to be there for him to be very successful this upcoming season.
Right.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters. Come on through. A little bit later on this hour, we'll find out what is on Day Day's mind. Also, real quick, let's just mention this before we get into some other NFL stuff, because Stephon Diggs has found a new home and there is other news going on around the league. The Braves win last night. And it's funny because it's almost as if some Braves fans are like, see, relax. Regular season baseball is different than playoff baseball, number one. Number two, it doesn't change the fact that I still don't think we did everything we could have done at the trade deadline because we won last night, okay? Three, consistency. I need to see us be consistent on offense, Mike, and more importantly, with this pitching staff, whoever's going to be thrown out there.
Right.
So, and so, hey, we're not against the Braves. Don't be silly. We love this team. We want them to be successful. But we were in a situation where we thought the general manager could have helped the team more. He did what he thought he needed to do. Let's hope it's enough. But if it's not, don't call the show come October and saying, oh, well, you know, if they only would have did more at the trade deadline, because that's the only thing we're saying.
Look, keep the receipts if you want, man. I just thought there was too many guys who went into immediate company man tap dance mode of, oh, they're still in first place. Hey, they can do it. You know, no, guys, let's be real. Why can't you ever stack the deck in your favor? Yes, we know spending the most money is no guarantee of success. If so, the Dodgers or Yankees, Mets, Red Sox would win every year. I get that. And 2021, you were clutch. Look, if the best team on paper won, Tony La Russa would have 7 World Series rings.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
You know, Jim Leland might have had 4 or 5. Bobby Cox should have had 15. You know what I mean? If you want to talk about the best team, because the Braves for that great, amazing run were one of the top 3 teams in baseball every stinking year. So, no, it doesn't always work out that way. But that's weak sauce to go, well, you know, the ball mouth is funny for everybody. We'll get him next year. How many times are you going to be 22 games in first place with a team which has shown an amazing resiliency, even with some of your best players not even performing? Certainly Austin Riley hasn't. Acuna's been hit or miss. And you've still found a way to get it done. Hell, you got a guy in a roster spot making $20 million, which is a hole in the ground in Hassan Kim. And I can't wait to find his – go online one morning and find out that he's been released. Because, man – you got people now saying, hey, let's go get Ozuna. Ozuna's not hitting.
He got cut.
Okay. I mean, like, and by the way, you got enough tough enough roster spots that is with Dubon and with Jimmy Baseball. I mean, there's to go get more guys in here. All we ever said was this pitching staff does not do the job consistently enough. They don't get through the fifth or sixth inning. So guess who hears this?
Who?
Grant Holmes. And General Custer with his long hair. I love his look. Kenny Powers is like, you know, well, you know, I don't know what they're talking about me. No blank, Sherlock.
Yeah.
So apparently Grant Holmes got irked and had one of his best outings as a Brave.
So we need to do that every day?
So I said on Twitter, I say, stay ticked off, man. If that's what fuels you, we need you to do more than 4 1/3. And I go, he's gotten through 6 innings before, but this was arguably Grant Holmes' best start as a Braves
yeah,
pitcher.
Yeah, I just – look, whatever motivates you. I think the motivation for the great ones comes through how they approach the game.
Right.
But if you need us or somebody else to say, you suck and we need you to be better, we'll say it every day. That's fine. But, Mike, this is the Grant Holmes we need. If we're going to do something, this is the Grant Holmes we need. 404-726-0929. Braves win last night. We'll let you hear more about that win and as they get ready for another matchup with the Marlins. Meanwhile, other things going on around the NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1. So I guess the theory is you keep knocking at the door, you eventually kick it in. The famous Bum Phillips line, right?
Right.
Where the Oilers couldn't get past the Steelers all those years in the late 70s, early 80s, and he kept saying, we're going to kick it in. They never did. They came close. But that's where Josh Allen is, Mike, and he was talking about this team, new stadium, new coach, new opportunity.
Been in the playoffs a lot of times in the last, you know, however many years I've been here now, and you know, just continuing to find ways to learn from it. And I think that's it's a hard pill to swallow sometimes because we haven't gotten it done. But you knock enough at the door, it's going to open at some point. And that's just what we have to keep doing is keep knocking on that door and giving ourselves chances to be in that situation again.
Right on.
Yeah.
Get her done.
The Bills should be good again. They should be back in the mix. I think you said it. The most frustrating thing is last year with no, you know, Mahomes and all the things
and
that played out.
Bo getting knocked out of the box. I mean, this was your window. The game they lost, and again, there were some funky calls in that game too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is what it is. But the Bills, they've got to be kicking themselves for going into Denver and not bringing the W home.
Meanwhile, Micah Parsons, he's with the Packers now. He's not with a Cowboy, duh. But he is coming off of an injury, guys. He was asked about his timeline because everybody's saying, when are you going to return to the field?
I think it's very realistic. I just got to put the work in. We got to get to the point where I'm feeling great and we all say, Micah, you'll be in a really good phase. Is it possible? Yes. At the same time, in these next, how many weeks is that? Like, is it 10, 12 weeks from now? We got to do our part to make it possible. But, you know, it's not off the board, but we got to put the work in.
Man, it's kind of like what we just talked about our conversation with Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Rehab sucks.
It does. Because there's no end, man. I mean, even when you're cleared, sometimes are you fully ready? You know, we talk about this, like these rehab starts for pitchers. Hey, he's back. Well, not really. He's got to go throw a couple of games before he's actually back in the bigs. And for Micah Parsons, that's a big piece. Remember, that was a huge trade for Green Bay. They thought that was going to take him over the top.
Right.
I think Green Bay will be good again this year, but Parsons has got to get back.
Yeah, no way of knowing what the injury was going to be. But, you know, at the time, I think I was killing Jerry Jones. I wasn't the only guy in the media doing that. But Jerry, you know, you can never foresee an injury like that. But they got a nice defensive tackle piece in return, and they got draft picks. Now what's Jerry going to do with it?
Yeah. What is he going to do? Hey, man, Caleb Williams, Mike, if you had the first pick in fantasy, would you have taken him? If you got the first pick in your fantasy league, you taking Caleb Williams?
Ooh.
Exactly. I think he's going to have a monster
year. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I think he's going to have a monster year because he can pick him up and put him down.
Yes, he can.
He may score 5 or 6 touchdowns in the red zone just running. Here's what he said about having more confidence this year for the Bears.
Been in this league for 2 years, but also playing. I played a bunch of games now, and so I know what losing looks like. I know what winning looks like in this league. We haven't won the big one yet, but you know we won a bunch of games last year. We lost a lot of games my first year, and then now having year two in the offense, a lot more confidence in what I'm saying to the guys out there. It's starting to sound more like the coaches, the steps, the alignments, and things like that. So just finding ways to be more on top of that, you know, day in and day out.
I've had Lamar Jackson. I've taken him on a flyer way too early.
Okay.
I don't take quarterbacks down to the 6th round in fantasy.
Terrible, terrible philosophy.
What are you? If you can still get a Matthew Stafford, you take Matthew Stafford in the 6th round.
You've locked up
your running backs and your wide receivers and your tight end, brother.
In the 6th round?
Sound fantasy football.
Oh, man.
Damn right I did.
I got to get the quarterback early.
Hey, man, I won it the other year with Jared Goff. Won my league.
Who are your running backs?
The best. I had Bijan. And I had Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. If you're able to do that.
And this year I'm on the turn. It's pick 10 and 11.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Uh-oh.
Shenanigans. You want back in the shenanigans?
No. I can't. I don't have the time, man, honestly.
Come on.
I had to cut it out because I don't have the time, man.
It took me 12 years to win this.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
That I created.
Hey, man, if you're just joining us again, also today, Stephon Diggs is going to join the Commanders.
Right.
So
they could have had Crazy Ayuk. They decided to go with Crazy but Good in Diggs.
That's a good way to put it. He's crazy but good. All right, when we come back, who's going to fill the void? Andy and Randy talk to a guy that might help out in that area. We're live at Hooters. It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!